Texas Border Security Operations. Texas Border Business, Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together with the Trump administration to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 531,300 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 50,800 criminal arrests, with more than 43,500 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 624 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States, Mexico, and Canada combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by over 90% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues working to undo the damage done by the Biden administration. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott. Texas continues working with Trump administration on border security. On Wednesday in Washington, D.C., Governor Abbott met with U.S. Border Czar Tom Homan to discuss Texas's support of the Trump administration's ongoing efforts to secure the border and end the border crisis. Last month, Governor Abbott issued 5 executive orders directing state agencies to support the Trump administration's border security efforts. The governor also deployed the Texas Tactical Border Force and DPS Tactical Strike Teams to support the federal government in border and homeland security operations. Additionally, at the beginning of February, Governor Abbott signed a memorandum of understanding authorizing Texas National Guard soldiers to make immigration arrests and conduct operations with federal immigration officers. Texas will continue to work with the Trump administration to secure the border and arrest, detain, and deport criminal illegal immigrants from America. Governor Abbott, Texas congressional delegation touts Texas's historic border security mission. Yesterday, Governor Abbott shared photos on X, formerly known as Twitter, of his meeting with the Texas congressional delegation in Washington, D.C. The governor joined the Texas congressional delegation to discuss the success of Texas's Operation Lone Star and working with the new federal government to secure the border. Texas will continue to deploy all necessary personnel and resources to assist the White House to make America secure again. Governor Abbott, Operation Lone Star serves as model for Trump administration. During his 2025 State of the State address earlier this month, Governor Abbott highlighted the success of Texas's historic border mission. Launched in 2021, Operation Lone Star is an unprecedented mission to protect Texans and Americans and defend the southern border from the crisis created by the Biden administration. Texas will continue to work our federal partners in the Trump administration to secure the border. DPS seizes 34 pounds of narcotics in Webb County. This week, a DPS trooper seized 34 pounds of narcotics during an Operation Lone Star traffic stop in Webb County. While conducting a vehicle search, the trooper discovered 2 large bundles of narcotics inside a duffel bag. 2 individuals were arrested for drug possession. Texas National Guard seizes boat after suspected trafficker, illegal immigrants cross back to Mexico. Last week, Texas National Guard soldiers assigned to Task Force Eagle seized a boat used to smuggle illegal immigrants across the Rio Grande River. The operation took place in a known low-water crossing area near Shelby Park. A Texas National Guard security team spotted a group of migrants attempting to enter Texas illegally by using a boat to cross the Rio Grande River. Once the boat crossed to the U.S. side of the river, the Texas National Guard soldiers were able to seize the boat, and the 9 illegal immigrants and human trafficker fled back to Mexico. Drone team deters 12 migrants from illegally crossing into Texas. This week, a Texas National Guard SUAS drone team deterred 12 illegal immigrants from reaching the United States. The SUAS team identified a large group of people attempting to cross the Rio Grande River and notified soldiers with Operation Lone Star's Riverine team, which moved in by boat. The Riverine team repelled the group and forced them back to Mexico. The SUAS technology program is a force multiplier for ground and riverine units, and it works cohesively with several other types of cutting-edge technology deployed along the border. Watch. Texas National Guard coordinate with U.S. Border Patrol. This week in Roma, Texas National Guard soldiers joined forces with DPS and U.S. Border Customs and Border Protection agents to combat illegal immigration. Today's mission is to show the citizens of Texas and the United States a show of force based on the governor's orders, said Command Sergeant Major Dale Williams. This has been one of the largest honors in my career to be a part of history and to help the National Guard soldiers come out here and secure the border for the state of Texas. The Texas National Guard will continue to provide personnel and resources to support local and federal partners with border security operations.